All right, everybody, welcome back. Ready to level up your crypto game. Today, we're diving deep into the world of cryptocurrency wallets.
We're talking about where you store your digital assets, how to keep them safe, and the different options out there.
And trust me, this is important stuff. It's like you wouldn't just leave your cash lying around, right?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
In the crypto world, your wallet is everything. Lose it, and you could lose your funds. No do-overs.
Okay, that's a little intense. So let's start with the basics. What exactly is a cryptocurrency wallet?
Well, it's not a physical wallet like you might be picturing. Think of it more like, a digital treasure chest.
I like that. A treasure chest for your crypto treasures.
Right. And that treasure chest is stored on the blockchain. But to access it, you need the right keys. And that's where your public and private keys come in.
Okay. Two keys. Explain those.
So your public key is like your crypto address. It's safe to share. You can use it to receive crypto from others. Think of it like your email address.
Makes sense.
Now, your private key, that's the important one. It's like your super secret password, your PIN code, the thing that actually lets you spend your crypto.
So basically, guard that private key with my life.
More or less, yeah. Now, just like you wouldn't use a backpack for every occasion, there are different types of wallets for different needs.
Right. Like, I wouldn't carry my huge travel backpack to a fancy dinner. I need a sleek clutch for that.
Chuckles. Exactly. For everyday transactions, software wallets, also known as hot wallets, are super convenient.
Hot wallets?
Yeah, they live on your phone or computer, always connected to the internet, easy for quick transfers, paying for things, that kind of stuff. But they can be less secure than other options.
Because they're always online.
Right, think about it. Anything connected to the internet is more vulnerable to hacking.
True.
Now, within software wallets, you've got custodial and self-custodial options.
Wait, hold on. More options? Custodial, self-custodial. It's a lot to keep track of.
I know. But it's about control, really. Custodial wallets are like using a bank. You trust them to hold your money securely.
So someone else is basically managing my crypto for me?
Essentially, yes. It's user-friendly, especially for beginners. But you're relying on them to keep your crypto safe.
Okay, and what about self-custodial?
Self-custodial is like holding your own cash. You're in complete control, but also completely responsible for the security of your private keys.
Ah, so higher risk, potentially higher reward, like holding onto that winning lottery ticket ourselves.
That's a great way to put it. Now, on the other end of the spectrum, we have hardware wallets, the Fort Knox of crypto storage.
Fort Knox. Serious security, then.
Absolutely. These are physical devices offline, keeping your private keys locked away. Much harder to hack.
But if you lose that device.
Or forget the recovery phrase that lets you access your wallet. Yeah, your funds are as good as gone. It's a trade-off. Maximum security, but less room for error.
So choosing between custodial and self-custodial, it sounds like deciding how much control I want over my crypto and how much risk I'm comfortable with.
Exactly. It all depends on your individual needs and risk tolerance.
You mentioned Goblins Cash earlier. The research I did for this episode mentioned it as a DeFi platform. Can you tell us more about that?
Sure. Goblins Cash is a great example of what self-custody can unlock. DeFi, or decentralized finance, is like this whole other world of financial tools and services all built on the blockchain.
Like a secret level in a video game.
Oh. I like that analogy. And to access those secret levels, you need a self-custodial wallet. Goblins Cash, in particular, lets you lend, borrow, and even earn interest on your crypto, all without a traditional bank.
So no more waiting in line at the bank. Sign me up.
Chuckles. It's definitely an exciting space, but it's important to remember that with greater control comes greater responsibility. You need to be diligent about security and do your research before jumping in.
Right. Don't go writing your private key on a sticky note.
Definitely not. Use strong, unique passwords, be wary of phishing scams, and always double check before making any transactions.
So much good advice. It seems like there's a lot to consider when it comes to choosing the right crypto wallet.
There is. It's not a one-size-fits-all situation. The best crypto wallet is the one that best suits your individual needs. But hopefully, this deep dive gave you a better understanding of what's out there and what to look for.
Definitely. It's like choosing the right tool for the job or the right pair of shoes. It depends on where you're going and what you're doing.
Exactly. And as we move towards an increasingly digital world, understanding these concepts is more important than ever. It's not just about crypto. It's about taking control of your financial future.
I love that. So for all of you crypto curious listeners out there, as you continue your journey, remember, your keys, your crypto.
Yeah.
Choose wisely and stay safe.
And until next time, happy investing.